I look back on some vivid and true memories, and it's hard to believe that anyone survived. My mom used to cut chicken, chop eggs, and spread mayo on the same cutting board with the same knife and no bleach, and we didn't seem to get food poisoning. My mom used to defrost hamburger on the counter, and I used to go to weddings and eat it raw sometimes, too. But I can't remember getting E. coli. As children, we would ride in cars with no seatbelts or airbags. Riding in the back of a pickup truck on a warm day was always something special. We had no child-proof lids on medicine bottles, doors, or cabinets, and when we rode our bikes, we had no helmets. We drank water from the garden hose and not from a bottle. We would leave home in the morning and play all day as long as we were back when the streetlights came on. No one was able to reach us all day. We played dodgeball, and sometimes the ball would really hurt. We played with toy guns, cowboys and Indians, army, cops, and robbers, and we used our fingers to simulate guns. We ate cupcakes, bread and butter, drank sugar soda, but we were never overweight. We were always outside playing. Little League had tryouts, and not everyone made the team. Those who didn't had to learn to deal with disappointment. Some students weren't as smart as others or didn't work hard, so they failed a grade and were held back to repeat the same grade. That generation produced some of the greatest risk takers and problem solvers. We had the freedom, failure, success, and responsibility, and we learned how to deal with it all. Almost all of us would have rather gone swimming in the lake instead of a pristine pool. The term cell phone would have conjured up a phone in a jail cell, and a pager was the school PA system. We all took gym, not PE, and risked permanent injury with a pair of high-top Keds instead of having cross-training athletic shoes with air-cushioned soles and built-in light reflectors. I can't recall any injuries, but they must have happened because they tell us how much safer we are now. Flunking gym was not an option, even for stupid kids. I guess PE must be much harder than gym. Every year, someone taught the whole school a lesson by running in the halls with leather soles on linoleum tile and hitting the wet spot. Whoa! I thought I was supposed to accomplish something before I was allowed to be proud of myself. I just can't recall how bored we were without computers or PlayStations, Nintendo, Xbox, or 270 digital cable stations. I must be repressing that memory as I try to rationalize through the denial of the dangers could have befallen us as we trekked off each day about a mile down the road to some guy's vacant lot, built forts out of branches and pieces of plywood, made trails, and fought over who got to be the Lone Ranger. What was that property owner thinking, letting us play on that lot? He should have been locked up for not putting up a fence around the property, complete with a self-closing gate and an infrared intruder alarm. Oh, yeah. And where was the Benadryl and sterilization kit when I got that bee sting? I could have been killed. We played King of the Hill on piles of gravel left on vacant construction sites. And when we got hurt, Mom pulled out the 48-cent bottle of Mercurochrome, and then we got our butt spanked. Now it's a trip to the emergency room, followed by a 10-day dose of $49 bottle of antibiotics. We didn't act up at the neighbor's house either, because if we did, we got our butt spanked.
By there the neighbor.
Too. Yeah. And then when we got our butt spanked again, when we got home. Mom invited the door-to-door salesman inside for coffee. Kids choked down the dust from the gravel driveway while playing with Tonka trucks. Remember why Tonka trucks were made tough? It wasn't so that they could take the rough Berber in the family room. And Dad drove a car with leaded gas. Our music had to be left inside when we went out to play, and I am sure that I nearly exhausted my imagination a couple of times when we went on our two-week vacation. I should probably sue the folks now for the danger they put us in when we all slept in campgrounds in the family tent. Summers were spent behind the push lawnmower, and I didn't even know that mowers came with motors until I was 13, and we got one without an automatic blade stop or an auto drive.
Oh, my God.
How sick were my parents? Of course, my parents weren't the only psychos. I recall Donnie Reynolds from next door coming over and doing his tricks on our front porch just before he fell off onto the cement. Little did his mom know that she could have sued us and owned our house. Instead, she picked him up and swatted him for being such a goof. It was a neighborhood run amok. To top it off, not a single person I knew had ever been told that they were from a dysfunctional family. How could we possibly have known that we needed to get into group therapy and anger management classes? We were so obviously so duped by so many societal ills that we didn't even notice that the entire country wasn't taking Prozac. How did we survive? That's all I need to ask.